Acts chapter 10.
In the city of Caesarea there was a man named Cornelius. He was an officer in the Italian regiment of the Roman army. Cornelius was a good man. He and everyone who lived in his home worshipped the one true God. He gave much of his money to the poor people. Cornelius always prayed to God. One afternoon, about 3 o'clock, Cornelius clearly saw a vision. In the vision, an angel of God came to him and said to him, "Cornelius." Cornelius stared at the angel. He became afraid and asked, "What do you want, sir?" The angel said to Cornelius, "God has heard your prayers. He has seen your gifts to the poor people. God has not forgotten the things you've done. Send some men now to the town of Joppa. Send for a man named Simon. He is also called Peter. Simon is staying with another man named Simon, who is a leather worker. He has a house beside the ocean." The angel who spoke to Cornelius left. Then Cornelius called two of his servants and a soldier. This soldier was a good man. They always stayed close to Cornelius. Cornelius explained everything to these three men. Then he sent them to Joppa. The next day, these men came near Joppa. At that time, Peter was going up to the roof to pray. It was about noon. Peter was hungry and wanted to eat. But while they were preparing the food for Peter to eat, a vision came to him. He saw something coming down through the open sky. It looked like a big sheet coming down to the ground. It was being lowered to the ground by its four corners. Every kind of animal was in it. Animals which walk on 4 feet, animals which crawl on the ground, and birds which fly in the air. Then a voice said to Peter, "Get up, Peter. Kill any one of these animals and eat it." But Peter said, "I would never do that, Lord. I have never eaten any food which is unholy or not pure." But the voice said to him the second time, "God has made these things pure. Don't call them unholy." This happened a third time. Then the whole thing was taken back up into the sky immediately. Peter was wondering what this vision meant. Then suddenly the men whom Cornelius had sent found Simon's house. They were standing at the gate. They asked, "Is Simon Peter staying here?" While Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Listen, three men are looking for you. Get up and go downstairs. Go with these men and don't have any doubts. I have sent them to you." So Peter went downstairs to the men. He said, "I am the man you're looking for. Why did you come here?" The men answered, "A holy angel told Cornelius to invite you to his house. Cornelius is a Roman army officer. He is a good man. He worships the one true God. All of the Jewish people respect him. The angel told Cornelius to invite you to his house so that he may listen to the things you have to say." So Peter asked the men to come in and stay for the night. The next day, Peter got ready and went away with the three men. Some of the Jewish brothers from Joppa went along with Peter. The next day, they came into the town of Caesarea. Cornelius was waiting for them. He had already called in his relatives and close friends. When Peter entered the house, Cornelius met him. Cornelius fell down at Peter's feet and worshipped him. But Peter made him get up. Peter said, "Stand up. I am only a man like you." Peter continued talking with Cornelius. Then Peter went inside and saw a large group of people there. Peter said to them, "You people understand that it is forbidden for a Jewish man to associate with or visit any non-Jewish person. But God has shown me that I should not call any person unholy or unclean. That is why I didn't argue when the men invited me to come here. Now please tell me why you sent for me." Cornelius said, "4 days ago, I was praying in my house. It was at this same time, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Suddenly there was an angel standing before me. He was dressed in shining clothes. The man said, 'Cornelius, God has heard your prayer. He has seen your gifts to the poor people. God has not forgotten the things you have done. So send someone to the city of Joppa. Ask Simon Peter to come. Peter is staying in the house of another man named Simon, who is a leather worker. His house is beside the ocean. So I sent for you immediately. It was very good of you to come here. Now we are all here in the presence of God. We want to hear everything that the Lord has commanded you to tell us." Peter began to speak. "Now I understand. God treats everyone the same. God accepts any person who worships Him and does what is right. It doesn't matter what race a person comes from. God has spoken to the sons of Israel. He sent them the good news that peace has come through Jesus the Messiah, who is the Lord of all people. You know what occurred all over Judea. It began in Galilee after John proclaimed to the people about immersion. You know about Jesus from Nazareth. God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and power. Jesus went everywhere doing good things for people. He healed everyone who was ruled by the devil. God was with Jesus. We saw all of the things that he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. But Jesus was killed. They put him on a cross made of wood. However, on the third day after his death, God raised Jesus to life. God allowed a few people to see him clearly. Jesus was not seen by all of the people, only the witnesses whom God had already chosen. They saw him. We are those witnesses. We ate and drank with Jesus after he was raised from death. Jesus commanded us to proclaim to the people. He told us to tell them that he is the one whom God chose to be the judge of all people, living or dead. Every person who commits himself to Jesus will be forgiven through the authority of Jesus. All of the prophets say that this is true." While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came upon all those people who were listening to his speech. The Jewish believers who came with Peter were amazed. They were shocked because the gift of the Holy Spirit was being poured out on people who were not Jewish. These Jewish believers heard them speaking different, inspired languages and praising God. Then Peter said, "Can we refuse to allow these people to be immersed in water? They have received the Holy Spirit the same as we did." So Peter commanded that Cornelius and his relatives and close friends be immersed by the authority of Jesus the Messiah. Then they asked Peter to stay with them for a few days.